Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't we, as I get ready, stand up and greet the person next to you. If you don't know them, introduce yourself and just say hi. My wife and I, we used to pastor a church with senior citizens, 70, 80, 90, I think the oldest was 93, and it was about a group of 30 senior citizens, and they loved just greeting each other. And so when they visited another church, and everybody didn't come to greet them, they said, "Oh, this church is so unfriendly," because they're so used to always being greeted. So hopefully, if a guest comes in here, they would feel welcomed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's happening. Does this happen all the time, or is it just me? That it goes in and out? All the time? Oh, okay, it's okay. So the mic... It's not me then, right?
No.
The mic hates that. Check, check, check. Maybe I just need to get back and closer to this. No, it's okay?
Okay.
Well, my wife and I, we got in on Thursday. And when we, maybe when I turn my head, that's when it like goes out. We got in Thursday, and when we got in, our house was flooded. Well, let me back up. We started moving on Wednesday. We got into Phoenix around 4 in the morning. And stayed at a hotel, and it was just bizarre. The lady there, she in her probably late 30s, 40s, either she didn't own glasses or she didn't bring her glasses, but she couldn't see my credit card. And so she was just messing everything up. It took me an hour to check in, 4 in the morning, and they actually lost my reservation. I don't know how that happened, but they lost my reservation. We paid $50 for the hotel, prepaid it, and they were asking me to pay another an extra $50. So they're asking me to pay $100-something for the hotel, and I was like, "Well, I prepaid it," and they said, "Well, we lost it." And she was like, "You know, this is my second day here." She didn't know how to do, she didn't, anyways. All that to say is, I need your prayers, okay? I need for you to pray for me, my wife and I, because we're just having a hard time already. And the mic is not working, and this is frustrating me. So I need your prayers, okay? Which brings us to 1 Timothy. Let me read that again. 1 Timothy. If you have your Bibles, turn there with me. 1 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul writes this letter to Timothy, who is a young pastor of a church. And in this letter, Paul begins to tell Timothy what is important in the church. In chapter 2, he says this, I urge, then first of all. That word urge is only, I believe, used four times in the book of Timothy. The first time is in chapter 1 when he says, I urge you, chapter 1, verse 3, I urge you when I went into Macedonia to stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrine. So that's an urging of Paul. Make sure the church does not fall into apostasy. Or rather, make sure the church doesn't fall into false teaching. That's a very strong caution, an urging. The second one, and this is what we're going to look at today. He says, I urge, and then he adds, first of all. So the first thing that Paul really wants Timothy to do at this church, his new church, is this. That petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Did you catch that? Timothy, the first thing I want this church to be, the church you're at, is to what? Pray, 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 pray. He says it four times. It must be important, right? If he's going to say something, repeat something four times, it's very important. Of course, he's not redundant. He says it in a variation of ways. Petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving made for everyone. Four different types of prayer. Today, I want to look at those. I'm not going to go into the details of the difference of these prayers, but I want to look at them briefly. And since they're prayers, they do overlap in certain ways, but they do have certain distinctions as well. So let's look at the first one. It says petitions. Well, let me back up a little bit. There's been just a lot of catastrophes, I guess, lately, it seems like. Next Sunday will be 3/11, which marks the anniversary of what happened to Japan. The earthquake and tsunami in Japan hit. And next week will be the anniversary of that date. This past week, the Midwest, they've been just hit hard with storms and tornadoes. And Jesus says in the last days these things will be happening. Now, I'm not saying it's the last days. Well, theologically, it's the last days. I'll get into that later if you want me to. But Jesus says in his return, these things will happen. And they'll increase. As they increase, it's going to be so important that the church knows what to do. Amen? Because when something like 9/11 happens, they said a lot of people started coming back to church. Because they were looking for God. They wanted prayer. That's why it's so urgent. That's why Paul here tells Timothy, the first thing I want you to do is to pray. Your church be a praying church. Because when catastrophe comes, people are going to start running into the church. And if the church isn't equipped, the people are going to leave. Let's be a church that prays, amen? That if someone comes in who is distressed, that we could pray for them. Amen? The first one is petitions. Now this is, some of your translations may say supplication. It's the more formal kind of prayer. The more common prayer that we do is the Dear Lord. In life, there's going to be circumstances where we have no control over. And in those situations, we petition to God. Just like if you're living in a city or something and roads aren't the way, they have a lot of potholes, or there's an intersection that needs lights. You can't just go up and put a light there, right? You can't just put a stop sign there. You petition. You ask. You formally ask, hey, I don't know who you would ask, but you would ask, this intersection is really dangerous. Can you put a stop sign there or a stoplight? And since Pastor Aki likes to drive through yellow lights, please do not put any cameras there. But yeah, we petition. That's something we do. We can do to God. As children of God, we can petition to Him. If things aren't the way that they ought to be, biblically, spiritually, we have the gift to come to God and ask Him. Those are the petitions. And frankly, I think those are the prayers that most of us do, right? It's, Dear Lord, could you help us? Could you help me find a car? I'm looking for a car right now. By the way, if there's any mechanics or anyone who knows a good mechanic or a good used car that needs selling, I'm here, right here. I need a car. But that's a petition that we do. And the second one is a little different. And I'm not 100% sure if I'm accurate in this, but this is just, this is how I read it, so. And I have the mic, so you guys have to listen. The second one are prayers. Prayers, I believe, are a little bit different than petition. Have you guys read the Gospels before? You don't have to raise your hand or anything. But in the Gospels, in Jesus' life, He does prayers, right? He sometimes prays, Dear Lord, although we don't see that too often. Jesus' prayer, oftentimes, especially during ministry, they're very short and to the point. Have you noticed that? You guys notice that? Well, let's look at a couple of these. If you have your Bibles, turn with me. We'll just stay in the book of Mark. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 1. This may be Jesus' first recorded prayer in Mark, I believe is the first one. Chapter 1, verse 25. So Jesus, in the Gospel of, according to the Gospel of Mark, this is Jesus' first time in a synagogue teaching, and as He teaches, a demon manifests. And when the demon manifests, Jesus prays. But if you see His prayers, it's not a Dear Lord, could you help this demon out? Could you, Lord, would you help this woman control herself? Help this man control herself? Instead, Jesus' prayer is this, very short. He says, be quiet. Come out of him. That's it. Short, right? Now that's a good prayer. That's a hot prayer. Let's look at another one. Mark 1:41. A man with leprosy comes up to Jesus. He asks Jesus, could you make me clean? If you're willing, can you make me clean? Jesus says, I am willing. And he prays for the man with leprosy. Now see, if a person asked me to pray, and if they had a disease, I would have went through the, "Dear Lord, I thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. I just pray, God, that you would help this person with this leprosy." Jesus, though, when he prays, what does he do? "Be clean." I mean, I'm sure the person with leprosy must have been like, "That's it? that's all you're going to say?" And then he looks at himself and he says, "Wow, that's all I needed." Let's look at another one. You're probably getting the point by now. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 39. All right. Now this is a story where the disciples, and you got to understand, some of the disciples were fishermen. They were well versed in maneuvering a boat, getting a boat to the other side. But a strong storm came while the disciples were going over the crossing the lake, and they were scared. They thought they were going to die. So what do they do? They do what most of us would have done. They do what I'm sure all of us would have done. They go down and get Jesus. They wake him up. "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, why are you asleep? We're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die." Jesus wakes up, wipes the coal out of his eyes, goes outside and says, "Quiet! Be still!" That's all he does. And then, what does Jesus do? He turns to the disciples and say, "Good prayers, guys. Way to get the job done, right?" No. You know, technically, theologically, I don't know theologically, technically, the disciples did pray, right? Because what is prayer? Prayer is communicating to God. So technically, the disciples communicated with Jesus, which is God. Amen? I'm at a church where we believe Jesus is God, right? Okay, good. I'm at the right church. So the disciples, they came and they talked to God. That is praying. But it's a kind of petition kind of prayer. Did you catch that? It is a petition. Jesus wakes up. And he might be like me. He might be a grumpy guy when he first wakes up. I don't know. Jesus was human. He wakes up. He rebukes the storm. And then he rebukes the disciples. Why? Why would he get mad at the disciples? He says, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still not have faith?" I'm thinking that by now, the disciples should have been able to rebuke the storms themselves. Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. They seen Jesus say, "Be quiet," to a man that was demon possessed. They seen Jesus say, "Be clean," to a person with leprosy. By now, the disciples should have been able to say, "Be quiet," to the storm. But they didn't. Instead, they woke Jesus up, said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, wake up," and Jesus rebuked the storm. One last one. Let's go to Mark 11, 14. If you want to know more about this story, I could tell you, but we won't get to just all the details of this story. But Jesus curses a fig tree. Now you say, why would Jesus do that? I could tell you if you really want to know later. Jesus says, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And go, let's go down to verse 20. 11, verse 20. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." What Jesus says is very interesting. He says, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will happen, it will be done for you. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for prayer, believe that you received it, and it will be yours. And when you are standing, stand praying," he goes on to explain more about that, but he says, what I wanted to see was this. Truly, verse 23, "Truly, I tell you, if you say to the mountain, 'Go throw yourself,' if you speak to the mountain." Now some of us, some of you, need to start speaking to your mountains. There are storms in some of your lives right now. And you're petitioning to Jesus. "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And you know, Jesus, sometimes he'll go and he'll answer your prayers. He'll calm the storm for you. You did that too many times, Jesus is going to turn to you and say, "Look, I've given you the Holy Spirit. Look, you're a child of God. Look, you have certain authority with being as a child of God, that you can speak to the mountain in Jesus' name." Now, my wife, she's very encouraging. Let me tell you, she is so encouraging to me. But sometimes she comes home with headaches, you know, a long day of work. And she tells me, she asks me, "Honey, can you pray for me?" And I pray for her. And you know what I do? Even though I know all of this, I still say, "Dear Lord, could you please take away my wife's headache?" But then at the same time I say, "Headache, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave." I don't know, does that work? And sometimes it works, you know. It might not work the first time. It might not work the second time. But we need to grow in it. One of my most favorite pastors that I really look up to, his name is John Wimber. He is kind of like the father of the Vineyard movement, if you're familiar with that. They're big in music now, but prior to becoming big in music, they were big in healing. John Wimber is known and is, I believe he's just respected across the board denominationally for his ability to just pray for people. But in his testimony, he said, "The first 100 people I prayed for, they didn't get well. They didn't get healed. In fact, the first time, the first couple of times he prayed for people, he would get sick. He would get the same sickness, or they would get worse. But he said, "You know what? The book says," and he is referring to the Bible, "that we should pray for the sick. And I just wanted to be obedient to what the book said, even though in my experience, people weren't getting well." And so he just continued to pray and pray and pray and pray. After the 100th person, just, I don't know what happened, but God just started honoring his prayer, and people would get healed. Miraculous things would start happening. So all that to say is this. In your life, you know, the first time you start speaking to your mountain, speaking to the storm, it might not work. Don't get discouraged. Prayer is something we need to grow in as well. It's not going to happen automatically. But the Bible does tell us that we need to pray. Amen? And to be honest, I still need to grow in this area. My wife's father, my father-in-law, he's a great, he's actually more gifted and anointed in this. You know, he has just, it seems like hundreds of amazing stories. But one time, they live in Minnesota, my in-laws, and they own a farm. And the wind was just blowing so hard that he couldn't get anything done on the farm. And I guess, coincidentally, he remembered this story in the Bible, just about God's calming the storm or something like that. And so he went outside and he spoke to the storm, the wind, and it stopped. I think it kind of scared him. I mean, I don't know if he was just not expecting it. I mean, it says we should pray in faith, and faith is believing, but it kind of, it shook him a little bit. Anyways, let's move on. The next one, Paul tells Timothy, we need to petition, we need to pray authoritative prayers, declarative prayers, and we need to intercede. Intercession is simply praying on behalf of another person. It's standing in the gap. You guys remember the story of Moses? When Joshua was fighting, I believe it was the Amalekites. When Joshua was fighting, Moses, instead of fighting, he was up in the mountain, and what did he do? He had his hands up. And the story goes, as long as Moses had his hands up, Joshua would be winning. As soon as he had his hands went down, then Joshua would begin to lose. A great story of intercession, that we need intercessors. Some of us are more gifted in intercession. And I believe the older we get, the more time we have to intercede. Amen? The younger we are, the more time we have to fight. The more energy and strength we have to do the footwork. Just as Joshua, young man, he was fighting. Moses, being of age now, instead of fighting, he had his hands up. And not only was Moses alone in interceding, when Moses got too tired, his two friends, Aaron and Hur, came and helped him up. And it's a beautiful picture of intercession. There's hundreds of stories about intercession. I'll leave that for another time, though. But intercession is just, for those of you who want to serve the church, and maybe you just don't know how, and all you have is time, great way to serve the church, to pray, intercede. I need your intercession. The last one is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is simply praising God, thanking God. Let's look at Psalms 100. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible, Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. The Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. This part, I love this part. It says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Praise His name. Amen. Did you catch that? The way we enter into God's courts is through what? Amen. And His gates through what?
Praise.
That's protocol. God is telling us how to get in. Of course, it's through Jesus Christ, His blood. But in His blood, is telling us
we enter in with praise, his courts, thanksgiving.
These days, recently, I've been very anxious just with my finances. And while I'm driving, I'm introverted, and if you know anything about introverts, we just like to think a lot. And so I think a lot, and when I think a lot, I just really, I don't know, I lose a lot of energy if I'm anxious. And I've been anxious about my finances lately, and I've preached this before, enter his gates with thanksgiving and all that other stuff, but I started beginning to do it in my car. I started just to say, God, I thank you in advance for your provision. I just praise you. I thank you, Father, for just all you've done and providing and abundantly. And I just started thanking him, praising him, you know, even though that's not my reality. I just started to say it and declare it. And praise God, every time I did that, God just, he did, financially, he provided. Now, I'm not here and saying it's going to happen all the time. Or, if you want to be rich. that's not the gospel I'm preaching, okay? But, you know, if you're anxious about something, if there's something, I believe it's spiritual a lot of times. Actually, all the time. I believe you can't separate spirituality from your life, just period. So, when you're anxious about something, I don't know what you're going through right now. Instead of saying, God, why, oh why, and, you know, Lord, and start complaining, and whining, and mumkuing, what does the scripture say? No, when you come to me, come with praise and thanksgiving. Amen? Instead of saying, Father, I need money. Lord, would you bless me? I want you to try this week. Father, I thank you so much for the health you're giving me. I thank you so much for just the energy you're giving me. I thank you so much for your provision. I praise you, Jesus. Amen? Whatever it is, I want you to just start praising God and just thanking him in advance. Pray, 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 pray. That's where I want us to go. That the direction I want us to go is that we become a praying church. That we grow in prayer. Because the more we pray, the better we get to know God. Now that's the most important thing. The more we talk with God, the more intimate we will become with Him. The more we'll know His heart. The more we know Jesus, let me tell you, the greater our quality of life will be. Let us be a church that prays. Let's pray. Let's all stand up. And let's take a minute or more or longer and pray. In fact, I want all of us to just go like this real quick. Like you're receiving something. Just put your hand out like you're going to receive something. Holy Spirit, come. Yes, Lord, we thank you so much for just your Spirit. You fill us, Lord, with more than we can hold, that we're overflowing.
your abundance, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Yes, Jesus, we thank you in advance for your provision. We thank you in advance, Lord, that we're going to grow in prayer. We thank you in advance, Jesus, that you are going to increase our intimacy with you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Father, we just thank you so much for today. And Lord, I know just each and every one of us, we have our own struggles, difficulties, needs, anxieties, stress, worries. And Jesus, I know I have personally just been losing sleep over it. I just pray right now, Lord, that your peace would come. I pray for your peace, Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for this time, and we just lift all this up to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.